Hey, this is Aram. Today I'm going to show you how to deploy your first .NET Core application into Azure. So to begin with, you just have to open your Visual Studio and then go to Find New Project. And from the templates, selecting C#, pick the ASP.NET Core web application and the .NET Core. And then enter the application name and then just click OK. The right-hand side, if you notice, is this a little settings that you need to set, which is related to your application insights, which you can use for your application's telemetry and such. Then click OK, and then in the next wizard, you can see the web application in there. You select that, then you see the Create Application Service window, which you enter the information about your Azure deployment. You select a subscription, enter the web app name, and then the resource group and your service plan. And so that's basically it. This is the application name that's going to be in your Azure. So in this case, it's going to be channel9.netcore.windowsazure.net. So when you do that, it basically creates your application for you in your Visual Studio. And then at the same time, it's going to create an empty web application inside of your Azure subscription. As you can see in the Solution Explorer, it's still restoring the NuGet packages that it needs. And so that's going to take a little bit of, and then once that's done, you can just compile your application and look at your output window. Once it's completed, you can just run it in your IIS Express. You don't need to host it in IIS. You just can use IIS Express to do local debugging and things like that. But the first one is normally very slow because it's just instantiating your app IIS Express instance. As you can see, it's running on your local IIS, and then it's all functional. And now, so the next thing you want to do here is that we have this basic scaffolding ASP.NET application. Now, if you log into the Azure portal, you go to your All Resources, and then you'll see that there's a new application created in the Azure portal with the same name of your application that you just created. Now, if you click on that one and drill into it and just click on the link, you'll see that this application has been successfully created. But it's just an empty template right now, and your code is not published there. So to do that, you just right-click on your project, click on Publish, and to make sure that the connection string and everything is set properly, you just click on the Validate Connection. So you see the green check mark, you just click on OK and it'll start the publish process. It'll be just a minute until it gets deployed to Azure, and you can actually see your running application, your running ASP.NET Core application in the Azure portal. Just keep looking at the output window, and I basically automatically open a browser window that shows you your published application. And there we are, your application, channel9.net core.azure websites.net is the app that we created. So again, because it's just the first time, it's going to take a minute until it loads. And here we go. Your application is hosted and it's all functional, and it's our first .NET Core application created and deployed in Azure in less than 2 minutes. So interesting thing you want to see is that because we set up those application insights setting initially when we created the application, it's already doing some telemetry logs and it's already logging some diagnostics of your application and insights. So you just click on that application insight instance and go to server request and drill down into that. And as you can see over here, all the different requests that were made on the server, and how many of them were made and how long it took.